Familiar form in familiar position, aiming downhill, firing again. All right. God be praised. Chamberlain thought. Not right, not right at all. If he was hit, I sent him there. What would I tell Mother? What do I feel myself? His duty to go. No, no! Chamberlain blinked. He was becoming tired. Think on all that later. The theology of it. He limped along the line, signs of exhaustion. Men down everywhere. He thought, we cannot hold. Looked up toward the crest, fire still hot there, still hot everywhere, down into the dark. They are damned good men, those Rebs. Rebs, I salute you. I don't think we can hold you. He gathered with Spear and Kilrain back behind the line. He saw another long gap, sent Rule Thomas to this one. Spear made a count. We've lost a third of the men, Colonel. Over 100 down. The left is too thin. How's the ammunition? I'm checking. A new face, dirt-stained, bloody. Homan Melcher, Lieutenant, Company F. A gaunt boy with buck teeth. Colonel, request permission to go pick up some of our wounded. We left a few boys out there. Wait, Chamberlain said. Spear came back, shaking his head. We're out. Alarm stained his face, a grayness in his cheeks. Some of the boys have nothing at all. Nothing, Chamberlain said. Officers were coming from the right, down to a round or two per man. And now there was a silence around him. No man spoke. They stood and looked at him, and then looked down into the dark, and then looked back at Chamberlain. One man said, Sir, I guess we ought to pull out. Chamberlain said, Can't do that. Spear, we won't hold him again, Colonel. You know we can't hold him again. Chamberlain, if we don't hold, they go right on by and over the hill and the whole flank caves in. He looked from face to face. The enormity of it, the weight of the line, was a mass too great to express, but he could see it as clearly as in a broad, wide vision, a biblical dream. If the line broke here, then the hill was gone. All these boys from Pennsylvania, New York, hit from behind, above. Once the hill went, the flank of the army went. Good God! He could see troops running. He could see the blue flood, the bloody tide. Kilrain. Colonel! They're coming! Chamberlain marveled. But we're not so bad ourselves. One recourse. Can't go back, can't stay where we are. Result, inevitable. The idea formed. Let's fix bayonets, Chamberlain said. For a moment, no one moved. We'll have the advantage of moving downhill, he said. Spear understood. His eyes saw. He nodded automatically. The men coming up the hill stopped to volley. Weak fire came in return. Chamberlain said, They've got to be tired, those Rebs. They've got to be close to the end. Fix bayonets. Wait, Ellis, you take the left wing. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment. Lieutenant Melcher said, perplexed, Sir, excuse me, but what's a right wheel forward? Ellis Spear said, He means charge, Lieutenant, charge. Chamberlain nodded, Not quite. We charge swinging down to the right. We straighten out our line. Clark hangs on to the 83rd, and we swing like a door, sweeping them down the hill. Understand? Everybody understand? Ellis, you take the wing, and when I yell, you go to it. The whole regiment goes forward, swinging to the right. Well, Ellis Spear said. He shook his head. Well, let's go. Chamberlain raised his saber, bawled at the top of his voice, Fix bayonets! He was thinking. We don't have 200 men left, not 200. More than that coming at us. He saw Melcher bounding away toward his company, yelling, waving. Bayonets were coming out, clinking, clattering. He heard men beginning to shout, Maine men, strange shouts, hoarse, wordless, animal. He limped to the front, toward the great boulder where Tozier stood with the colors, Kilrain at his side.